A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Da, 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 da.
Chops the first one that he sees down to ball, and he'll go the short way to finish off this inning. We got to see it, and Skeens made it a short visit. Libby loves it, and America probably starting to love this guy right here.
The biggest star in baseball. Now, maybe one of three. I'd say the three biggest stars in baseball right now are Shohei Ohtani, and that ball still hasn't landed, Paul. Aaron Judge. Oh, he's unreal. Aaron Judge and Paul Skeens. Those are the three biggest stars in baseball. I don't know that I've ever seen somebody, well, maybe I shouldn't say that, somebody like Mark the Bird Fidrich or Fernando Valenzuela became a star this soon into their baseball career, like a top five in the league type of star. But that's where Skeens is at. We're going to get to all of this. Welcome to the show. Paul Zeiss sitting across from me. Austin, City Limits, Bechtold to my left, hoping to bounce back. He's had a couple horrible shows in a row, Paul. Let's be honest.
Hopefully he's feeling better.
He's hoping to bounce back today, although we're off to a rough start already.
Why is that?
Why?
Before he did his update, I press a button here to talk to him for people out there, and I said, Limits, what day are we doing quiz show?
The quiz show is usually on Wednesday, we're so jam-packed today,
Very pointedly, he said, I don't know, just like that.
Well, because I had to do the update 1 second later.
So let's get things out of the way here. We have a couple of issues before we get to Skeens and our Wednesday six-pack. One of them involves Paul. I think that Paul might be having an issue here with his place, his recognition on the show.
We just saw Paul Musselman walk down the street. He just walked down the hallway. Go ahead.
Yesterday, our station basically going low with the legendary Paul Nussbaum, who we love. He put out a post in the name of our station that I, Joe, will be at Topgolf tomorrow.
And the read says it too.
That Joe will be at Topgolf tomorrow. Come visit him, take some swings, some prizes involved, etc. To which Paul subtweeted, Paul Zeiss subtweeted, just Joe? I think that Paul has reached a point where he wants some name recognition on this show, and I don't necessarily disagree with him
It's not just that. I mean, if I'm going to be at a place, could I at least get recognized that I'm going to be there? I mean, that's all I'm saying. I mean, I'm working tomorrow, and I'll be there, and can I at least get some recognition that, I'm okay with being, Robin to your Batman, but even Robin had some name recognition.
Limits?
He's
actually more recognizable than me. I'm more than willing to admit
that. When we went to the Pirate game, more people wanted to talk to Paul than you, Joe.
and they cheered for Paul. And
they did.
He's a more recognizable figure. Well, but he's not even mentioned. It's like he's a ghost on the show. It's the Starkian ghost show.
I was just like, wait a minute. Like, I'm going to be there. I know I'm going to be there. I know we're doing the show there. I know we talked about it yesterday. Could you at least acknowledge that, you know, somewhere in your little post? Hey, by the way, Paul will be there too.
Limits, how do we rectify this?
I agree. I think, you know, Paul needs the recognition that he deserves. He'll also be there and in attendance. Paul Nussbaum maybe was just unaware.
It's one of the subtweets of the year, though. Just Joe.
Just Joe.
Should we start calling it the JP show?
Yeah,
the Joe
not?
Paul show. Yeah. Just JP, I'm sure JP would like
something
that.
Something like that. I mean, at some point, it's sort of obvious that you're on the show at this point, right?
Yeah, it's fine.
You've been here every day for 3 months.
It's just
four months.
4 months. That one yesterday just rubbed me the wrong way because it's like, wait a minute, I'll be there too.
Yeah. Is there any resentment toward me that we have work out? It's more
toward
Paul Nussbaum?
I'm fine.
Are you happy with your place on the show? Do you get equal time at least?
Of course.
Okay.
I've had a great time for 4 months with you. The show
Everything
is
good
great.
With Limits, despite his
fun.
Performance
we
lately?
Have, we're a good team. We have a lot of fun. This is great. I just, like I said, it would be nice if I'm going to be somewhere at a remote, if you would say, hey, he's going to be there too. I don't even need
this
my name.
This is like Martavis Bryant. I want mines.
I don't even
I
need
want
my,
mines, right? Period.
I don't even need, you know, I mean, we can call it the Joe Show. That's fine. My point is.
Well, the best thing would
if
be.
I'm going to be somewhere, just acknowledge I'm going to be there too.
I hear you.
Almost like, you know, I'm going to show up and do my job, right?
The best would be if Paul Nussbaum, who's a great guy, does a great job, I should say, with Going Low. Here's the actual post. At Going Low Fan, it's our golf report, basically, entertainment. This Thursday, join Joe Starkey live at Topgolf in Bridgeville from 10 to 2, presented by Bell's Brewery. Skip work. Joe will write an excuse for you to hit balls and watch the Open with him. P.S. He may need some tips. And then they put out a very unflattering video of my swing. Paul subtweeted Just Joe. What they need to do is put the same exact tweet out again and then at the end say, Paul will be there too. Period. Right?
Right.
All right. I feel okay, Paul, moving forward. I feel like you and I and Limits, we have to, the outside noise, we can't let the outside noise affect the team. That's elevator music. That's nameless gray faces trying to undo us, right?
Especially it's a Paul coming at another Paul. The Paul should be uniting.
Paul on Paul crime right there. I think we're good.
I think we're good moving forward. But like I said, I just saw him walking by. I was going to grab him and pull him in here. So you
why don't we? Yeah, put him on the spot.
Explain to me.
We should do that. Nussbaum, if you're listening in the studio, come down here.
He's a good dude.
He's a very good golfer.
Yeah, he's an excellent golfer.
All right,
He
shot a 78 at Laurel.
If I'm not mistaken.
I witnessed it.
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, he played against my son, Elijah.
In what sport?
He was at Pine Richland. Elijah was at NA. I'm pretty sure they played against each other in hoops. You know what I mean?
I didn't know Nussbaum was a hooper. He's like 4'9".
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
He makes City Limits look like Casey Hampton, doesn't he?
Sure, I'll take the compliment, I guess.
You're off to a rough start today, but I think...
Am I? The first thing you said on the phone was like, wow, you're really bouncing back today.
I thought you were, because you had a great line when we were arguing before the show, and then I pointed out that you omitted something, and I said, why did you omit that? You said, because it wasn't convenient to my argument, which I thought was a great line.
Yeah.
And I thought you were on top of things, and then we had a little tension before the show. I think you're okay. I think we're okay.
I think I'm back, yeah.
So let's move on to another brewing issue here involving a Pittsburgh media member, Paul. Destiny's Child, who unbelievably, his star is rising, Andrew Destin of the Post-Gazette. The last guy, if I had to pick the last guy, maybe other than Jerry DePaula in Pittsburgh media, that I think would be involved in a rising tension situation, it would be Destiny's Child. But we had him on the other day, and I simply asked him when he thought Jared Jones would return. Do we have his response here, Limits?
We have Shelty's response to what Destiny's Child said.
Okay. Well, when we talked this morning, I thought we were going to have Destiny's Child's response to my question. See, we're off to a rough start again, Limits.
Yeah, I think our communication just isn't as
it's not where it needs to be. Destiny's Child said August 14th. He gave a date. Do you remember that, Paul?
Yes. Well, I remember. Yeah, it was either the 13th or the 14th. And we both were like, wow, that's pretty specific.
Yeah, he put a date out there. And we asked Shelty about that yesterday. Jared Jones, we had Destiny's Child on earlier today. And I think we've all learned that when Destiny's Child speaks, we must listen. He feels like the second week of August is realistic for Jones. How about you?
Yeah, I would. You know very well I'm not going to put a timetable on that. I think after Jared starts throwing, gets off the mound, and we see where he's at, then we're going to have a better indication. But to put an actual timetable on it, I don't think is fair, just because of the fact of how the rehab is going to transpire. You know, Destiny's Child thinks he's Nostradamus, so he's evidently putting a date out there.
That was tremendous.
He thinks he's Nostradamus.
The child became a character of his own.
Yeah, he really has. He's become a star, I think. And if he's right, if Jones returns on the 13th or 14th, we're bringing this all back to Shelty. All right, Paul, we'll see how that one evolves. And in the meantime, how would you like a six-pack to soothe our feelings?
Absolutely.
Limits, could we do that? Could you open a beer for us? Or some such beverage, perhaps?
Joe, I'd be very happy to.
Perhaps a pop. Feeling from the All-Star game, Paul. I mean, have we reached the point where Skeens is such a star, where we expect so much that he goes out in an All-Star game and goes through four hitters who are all great, and then gets judged on one pitch and we're disappointed? Have we reached that point with this guy?
Well, I wasn't disappointed. He obviously was really good. I wasn't disappointed in the fact that it was just one pitch to Aaron Judge. I was disappointed that Aaron Judge, I wanted to see either a strikeout, right? 102 mile an hour, right past him, or Aaron Judge hit one further than Ohtani did. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we all wanted that battle.
I wanted that theater. There right. wasn't a lot of theater because he swung at the first pitch and grounded out. So that's okay. No, I thought he pitched well. He's to the point where we will be surprised when he invariably has the day where he just doesn't have it. But we're to the point now where you expect six innings. You expect, five to seven strikeouts. You expect him to walk off the mound with a lead. That's you know what I mean? Anything less than that, we'll be like, wait, what's going on here? You know what I'm saying?
By the way, Soto said before the game, I'm going to make sure that Judge gets to the plate. That ball, that pitch to him was a strike.
It was.
We went back and looked at it in the Starkey household numerous times from numerous angles. That ball, he crossed up the catcher, Skeens did, or somebody crossed up somebody. That was a strike. That was strike three.
Yeah.
Should have been. And it flashed on the little bug that they have on Fox that it was a strike as well. Top corner, paint.
But at least we got that. And
maybe that's like one of those conspiracy theories we can.
Yeah.
Maybe Major League Baseball called it in.
Absolutely. Bottom line is, though, that Skeens was treated as though he was the biggest story in the game. He was. Going in, all the hoopla, the interviews, the talk before the game, John Smoltz talking about him. The Pirates have, if not the biggest star in baseball right now, one of three. And he went out there and he pitched great, actually. Got pulled from a no-hitter again, didn't he, Paul?
Yeah.
This happens all the time to him. Next.
And I think the other part of it is he's not just one of the best players. He's like the biggest star.
Yeah.
That's the big thing.
Next. Thank you, City Limits. Other impressions, what stood out in the game to you, Paul? Paul? Best part of watching that
Ohtani
game.
Ohtani is really, really good.
That home run was ridiculous.
Look, when you are that good, I mean, you know, we were talking about this yesterday, how guys are in this world. There are some people that are just so much better at their job than I could ever be at mine, or that most normal people could ever be at their job. And if you think about Ohtani, he is in a league with the best of the best of the best baseball players in the world. And he makes them all look like JV players for the most part.
I think he's the greatest baseball player who ever lived.
I am actually, believe it or not, usually not one that's prone to be captured by, you know, the moment type thing. I always try and look at historical perspectives. Bonds and him are the two best players of my lifetime.
Yeah, and my answer to that would be, how did Bonds do on the mound?
He didn't pitch.
That's the thing. It's just, you can't even compare it. It's almost like you have no basis for comparison. So when he's pitching, when he has pitched, he's easily, for me, the greatest baseball player I've ever seen and the greatest of all time.
The most amazing thing, too, is flip it the other way. He's their, you know, he was the Dodgers ace or their best pitcher, whatever you want, or actually the Angels last year, but he was going to be the ace this year.
Yeah.
How many aces have Tommy John surgery and still are in the MVP? MVP race because it's like, okay, I can't pitch this year.
Yeah.
And I can't really do anything except for hit. And I'm still the most valuable player in the league, probably.
More extra bases than anybody in baseball. It's like if Sidney Crosby in his prime also played, you know, 35 games in goal and led the league in save percentage. It's not that different. It's like two different sports. He hits and he pitches. It's ridiculous.
Well, that's but watching him every day, like, you know, when the game, because the Dodgers are on a lot, and I like to watch when I'm winding down at night. I'll watch some baseball, and usually the Dodgers seem to be the team that's on late.
Yeah.
If you watch him play, it's the first time I can remember where I'm like, you get really excited about the DH coming up. You know?
Yeah, by the way, we should ask some of these longtime DH haters around town, no names mentioned, if they like the fact that there's a DH now because of guys like Ohtani, but locally, Andrew McCutchen would have been done 2 years ago.
Right.
If not for the DH.
Right.
So how do we feel about the old DH now? Next.
I used to be a DH hater. And then when that was basically broached to me as a potential idea in like 2019-20 is, hey, McCutchen can come back in DH. I was like, okay, sure.
It's the only reason, he's still playing. Limits, please.
I will say August 14th.
We should have played that live for Shelty. Other best moments of the game, Paul. For me, seeing Brian Reynolds get a hit was great. Seeing him strike out to end the game, what are you going to do? That's an elite pitcher that he was facing. He had a good outing, 1-for-2. Very deserving all-star member. But I thought the best moment of the game, and it was really a local moment too, was Mason Miller.
Oh, how about that?
Oh, my God. This guy.
He's unbelievably good.
Who faced him in college? Harry or Donnie? Harry did, right?
They were on the same team, I think.
Oh, I thought Harry said at some point in his career he faced him, Harry, our very own.
Possibly
Harry
in
Callis.
High school, yeah. I think Keystone Oaks and Bethel.
This guy is a prodigy. He had the hardest fastball in all-star history, Paul, at 103. He struck out Ohtani.
Right.
And he didn't even strike him out. He made Ohtani look foolish
he
at
did.
The plate.
He went with the slider. At only 89, which about 30 years ago was a pretty good fastball. So his 89-mile-an-hour slider completely fooled Ohtani. And then poor little Trey Turner faced a pitch that was, if you round up, 104 miles an hour. How about that guy? And where is he headed? Is he going to, if he winds up on the Phillies, just cancel the season?
He's not getting traded this year.
How do you know?
Just my hunch.
What are you, Destiny's Child here? Yeah. August 14th, he's going to get traded. Paul?
Yeah. Well, I will say August 14th.
Well, here's what's hilarious to me about that whole thing.
Which thing?
Is that Derek Shelton was kind of like, oh, well, yeah, Destiny's Child. He's really Notre Dame.
That was so good. He we got to get those two in the same space.
He must have information that I don't have, he says. He must have information that I don't have. That was hilarious to me. I thought that was really funny.
What about Mason Miller?
I mean,
fire. You know, Destiny's Child thinks he's Nostradamus, so he's evidently putting the date out there.
That might be the best nickname yet, isn't it?
Yeah.
Destiny's Child or being the Nostradamus?
Sometimes it's the obvious nickname that's the best, by the way. Like, well, I saw something on best nicknames in sports history, and they were going with some good ones, but Big Ben, for example, is one of the greatest ever. Broadway Joe, the obvious ones, Paul.
Yeah.
Destiny's Child is a fabulous nickname. Donnie Football is what I was getting at, though, is like the conventional. That's who he is.
That flows very well.
Yes. He's Donnie Football.
It's his identity.
But this one's right up there. I put this one second in fan history for nicknames is Destiny's Child now that he's a regular guest. Paul?
Yeah. I would agree. I like that. I like, and what's funny is if you know him, he's like the ultimate, kind of the most un-Destiny's Child person. I'm saying.
That's what makes it beautiful.
He doesn't go around listening to Beyonce or anyone else.
Is if you marched 8 trillion people and said, which of these people is least likely to be a Destiny's Child fan, it might be Destiny's Child.
Right.
It might be him. You might pick him out of the lineup. That's why it's beautiful. You've never taken to Pauley Pavilion, which is why I backed off early. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, isn't that where UCLA plays?
Yeah, legendary venue.
Yeah.
He never liked it. Limits. He never really wanted Pauley Pavilion.
Well, I never wanted Mr. P either, but it was dubbed on me for a month until it finally evaporated from the universe.
Thank you for reminding me, because I'd forgotten about that.
I'm glad you did.
There we go. We got to talk Brandon Ayuk. Do you have the Doug Whaley stuff fresh for us? Doug Whaley was on today, Paul.
Okay.
I mean, bottom line is this. The 49ers are in complete control here, because what is Ayuk going to do?
Right.
Well, he could cause some trouble, but as Whaley said.
He could sit out like Le'Veon Bell, I guess.
But Bell found a loophole that I don't know if Ayuk can find, where Bell still got the year to tick off his contract.
Yeah.
I don't know that Ayuk can do that. Bottom line is it's going to take probably a first-round pick and the willingness to pay him upwards of $30 million. Our friend Malzi tweeted Michael Silver out there in the Bay Area, who's really on top of the 49ers. Would a first-round pick do it? And while Silver's answer, you know, wasn't exactly earth-shattering, he didn't say no. He said maybe not right now, but he left the impression that that could do it. And for the Niners, well, you'll hear what Whaley has to say. Let's hear Doug Whaley with the morning show talking about Ayuk, who has requested a trade.
Well, I'll give you the short portion of it first. And basically, to sum it up before we hear the long version, Whaley was saying how the 49ers basically have all control, and
sometimes in this business, you have them by the cojones, and sometimes you got them by the cojones. They got him by the cojones now.
That's pretty good.
Oh.
And they do. He's right about that. Can we hear the rest of it, please? Limit.
Yes, give me 1 second here.
1, 2, 4, 6. Paul, he's back in a batting slump, isn't he?
Yeah.
This is unbelievable.
Well, here's the thing. He's probably going to have to play if they say you got to play.
He will. If he wants to be a free agent, he will have to play. That doesn't mean he couldn't cause trouble. That
right.
doesn't mean he couldn't say, you know, whoops, hamstring. I just hurt my hamstring. I'm not willing to sacrifice for this team. You know, how could they ever prove such a thing?
Right.
So generally, if you go by the volunteers and hostages thing, if he really wants out, I think they'll find a way to oblige him. But why do that now?
Yeah.
as Whaley's about to say here, a receiver injury could cause a team to get desperate. The price is only going to go up for Ayuk as the season draws near, you would think.
Right.
Somebody gets injured. Somebody gets desperate. The Steelers, stuck with their receiver situation, finally break and give them what they want. You know, that John Lynch holds all the cards here. Limits? We ready?
He does, really.
I'm sorry, the system glitched on me.
This is unbelievable. This guy was primed for a comeback game today, and he's fumbled twice in the first 5 minutes, Paul. The first two drives. What do we do with this guy?
I think that he's got to get healthy.
Is he playing hurt?
He must be. That food poisoning or whatever must still be messing with him.
I'll tell you this, Limits. Just alert me when this might be ready. That's all. Just say in my ear it's ready.
Will do.
I just got happy, Joe, because I looked at the radar.
Yeah. Are we good for today?
It's going to rain. It's going to hit. There's going to be storms that are going to run through at like noon to like 1:30 and be done. So I think we're going to be good at 3.
We won't be carp path only, will we?
I don't. I mean,
the ground is dry enough.
You're asking me to project, right?
Yeah, I am, and I apologize for that. Bottom line with Ayuk, if you have to give up a first round pick and pay the dude close to $30 million, are you doing it or no?
You know, again, that's the price of doing business. But the Steelers seem to be, at least they seem to be, okay, of the mindset that they're only going to pay so much for receivers. And so they would much rather, draft them, keep them around when they're on their contracts that don't cost a lot of money.
Yeah.
And then sort of move on from him. Really, I mean, I guess they gave AB a second. Obviously, Antonio Brown is who he is. They gave him a second contract. And didn't they give Mike Wallace a second contract, too?
No, they gave AB Mike Wallace's money, right, remember? Right, and he went to Miami.
Right. So, I mean, Hines Ward obviously had a few, you know.
But do we still rate the Steelers on their history? Because they seem under Omar, I guess, especially to be willing to change their ways.
They do, to a point. I just don't see them. I have to see them. Here's the thing. I have to see them spend $30 million on a receiver to believe they're going to do it.
I get that.
And so when I'm asked that question, I probably, here's the thing, because this is the other part of it, Joe.
Yeah.
If you could tell me right now that Russell Wilson's going to give you 3 years, right? I'd probably say, yeah, I'll pay $30 million for Ayuk. Because I don't think you're going to have to pay Russell Wilson $50 million.
I mean, that's the other thing. You're right, is you lose. Here's the thing with the Steelers and a lot of teams in the NFL is a key injury or two, and that draft pick is going to be looking real good. What if the quarterbacks stink, both of them? They get an injury or two, TJ Watt, somebody else, and that draft pick is in the top 10. What about that? I mean, that's not like a far-fetched scenario that they're going to be a bottom 10 team.
Right.
Anybody could be if they lose a really key player and their quarterbacks aren't good. So I realize the risk involved, but I would do it. I would do it.
And my gut tells me this. My gut tells me this, too, okay? They're going to not do it and go get their second receiver in the draft next year.
Mm. Don't you also have to make calls on Devontae Adams, who was it, Boomer Esiason, I think, said that the Jets may be in on him?
You know, the name that you brought up, you know, because several times, that probably makes sense because price-wise and what it's going to take to trade for him and all that stuff is that Courtland Sutton.
Yeah.
There's the kind of guy that you can bring in, and he'll help you, that you don't have to, you know, go all in or whatever to get. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. I think that it would take less for sure than it would to get Ayuk. Here's CBS with a three-team trade involving these guys. You ready for this? Broncos get Jamison Crowder and a 2025 third-round pick. He plays for Washington right now. Commanders get Ayuk, and the 49ers get Cortland Sutton and a second-round pick. Can you imagine a deal like that? And why wouldn't the Steelers get involved there?
Right.
Why wouldn't they? City limits. I kind of like that. But here's what I say, bottom line about Ayuk, is the same rationale I used with Minka. Because you knew you're going to have to sign Minka to big money too, although not money like this. Is just pretend next year's first round pick is Brandon Ayuk. With the, you know, right. 17th selection in the NFL, in the 2025 NFL draft, the Pittsburgh Steelers select Brandon Ayuk.
Right.
The positive part of that, you have no risk in terms of, is this guy going to be good like you normally do with a draft? He's great. The downside is you don't get years of him being affordable. You have to pay him like a free agent right away. I'm willing to do that. I am.
Well, again, I don't necessarily disagree with that, but if you look at it from the Steelers' perspective, what does a first round pick make? Like $10 million, $8 million?
I mean, it depends on
the slotting.
The slotting, yeah.
You know what I mean? So if the Steelers say they pick, let's see if the Steelers pick, like, I don't know, what's realistic for the Steelers? 20?
Yeah, 17, 20. The projected contract for a number one pick last year was $41 million in total value.
Right. So if that's the case.
No. That's wrong. For the number one pick,
right.
That was. For other guys, I don't know what the hell it is. Something like that.
It says salaries will drop. The final pick of the first round will be worth 4 years, $12.75 million. So at the end of the day, somewhere between the 40 and the 12. So let's say the Steelers sign a guy, they can get a guy for 4 years, $21 million.
Yeah, like Wiggins, the guy that the Ravens picked. He has a 4-year rookie contract worth about $12.8 million with a $6 million bonus.
Exactly, which is about, you know, a little bit. More than a third of what you would pay Ayuk. That's the way they're looking at it. Actually, I'm sorry, 4 years, 12. So it's a tenth of what you would pay Ayuk.
Right. But the downside is you don't know if he's any good. And you're trying to win now, and that seems to be the whole theme of this season with the Steelers. All right, 412-928-9370, right. Off the top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. Yes.
You predicted this yesterday. Before we get to the break, you predicted this yesterday. You wrote your story about Derek Shelton, right? I retweeted it. And for those of you who didn't read it, contrary to popular belief, Pirates manager Derek Shelton is doing a decent job.
Yeah.
The first post under it is from some genius named Ed.
Mr. Ed.
Ed. Gotta act like he's doing good so he will keep appearing on your show.
Right. Right. I have no integrity. Therefore, I wrote an opinion on Derek Shelton based on the fact that he does a show on our station. Yeah, he's right. Exactly. And he would stop doing the show if I insulted him, right? As if I've never criticized Shelton. I'm not even going to respond to that crap, although I knew it would happen.
Yeah. Isn't it funny, though, how this is how they think.
They don't think. Listen, the headline says decent job. It doesn't say great, superior. Doesn't say he's manager of the. It doesn't even say he's doing a good job. But people see what they want to see this day and age, and nothing will deter them from that, as Bill Cowher used to say. So if I told you in late March, City Limits, that Bednar would blow as many saves in the first 11 days as he did all last season, that he would regain his form and then miss a month, that Skeens wouldn't be here until after a month, that Davis and Sawinski would implode, that Marco Gonzalez would miss 3 months, that three guys in the season opening rotation would miss time, and that Ben Cherington's roster would suck and they still got to the All-Star break at 500, would you say you would accept that? That that would be pretty good under those circumstances?
Well, they did win four in a row to get to 500 at the All-Star break.
What does that mean?
But yes, I would agree that Shelton at this point is doing a pretty good job.
I would have signed up in blood if you told me those were the circumstances. So the manager must be doing something right. We can take calls on that because I know everybody wants to run him out of town. 412-928-9370. 9370. Thank you, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Fan Twitter brought to you
by... I figured
by,
I could get you riled up.
Yeah, South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. And the text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Yeah, I mean, he would stop doing the show if I was critical, so I'm pandering there to Derek Shelton because he has a show with us. That's why. And I was never critical of Ben either when he did a show with us. Oh, except right after he would talk, like when he blamed Antonio Brown in the Broncos game. And then I said it on the air. And then Ron got a text from somebody saying, why is Joe criticizing Ben right away? Because I do my job. If you don't think that I have integrity enough to do my job after 35 years of doing it, then you'll never believe it.
Well, that's the whole thing. You, and here's the other thing. You have never shied away from asking Derek Shelton whatever questions need to be asked.
Yeah, and the same with you. I mean, I started my career on the Penguin beat and immediately was ostracized because I had the nerve while everybody else in this town was kissing Jaromir Jagr's ass to ask him tough questions about his crappy leadership when right. nobody else would. So I'll hang my hat on things like that. Thank you.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back-to-school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back-to-school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Play hooky from work tomorrow and join myself and Paul at Topgolf for the first round at Royal Troon. 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We'll broadcast and watch the Open, probably take a swing or two. Sample Bell's beer, watch day one from Royal Troon and win prizes. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Weather cloudy and 81, but it's a great day to schedule a heart screening with the experts at UPMC. Paul, these heart screenings are incredibly important. I know Bob Pompiani will tell you the same thing, that it's just smart business to do these from time to time, and UPMC is the place to do it, yes?
Yeah, no question. I mean, obviously, when I had my scare a couple months ago, I was lucky. I went in and did all the stuff. I did, but it made me realize I'm getting older.
Yeah.
I need to monitor things like that.
Simple, quick, and just a really good idea. Yeah. So yeah, great day to schedule a heart screening with the experts at UPMC. Okay. Paul mentioned the column I did this morning. I think Shelton's done a decent job. Do I get ticked off at some of his lineups? Yes. I also think there's no manager in baseball history handed the roster that Ben Cherington handed him who could have done a much better job with this lineup. There's no good choices. At some point, there's just no good choices to configure a lineup. And they've also faced injury problems and general adversity. They didn't have Skeens for the first month. I think getting in here at 48 and 48 is pretty good. I'd give him a B to a B minus.
Yeah.
How about you guys? Well, how would you grade Shelty for the first?
I would say the fact that they're at 500. You lost Jared Jones for a piece. You didn't have Paul Skeens for a piece. You lost Bailey Falter for a piece. You've had, 2 months where your offense was the worst in baseball.
I didn't even mention Ke'Bryan Hayes.
Ke'Bryan Hayes has been in and out, and he hasn't really done a whole lot. Took O'Neill Cruz, month and a half to really get started. I mean, all things being equal, how about you had the revolving door at catcher, and one of the guys you were counting on is currently in AAA with concussions or whatever the hell is going on with him.
Right. And Sawinski imploded.
I mean, at the end of the day, yeah, I would give him. I would say, at the risk of Ed being upset,
because you're only giving Shelty a decent grade because he does
saying
a show
he's done
with
a
us.
Recent job. I mean, I'm saying he did a decent job, and that, I actually think that, given all that's happened to this team, they're in pretty good place.
I would say I'd raise the bar on Shelton for the second half because the bullpen's healthy now. I think they're going to get at least some type of ad, and now Skeens is obviously here. By the way, here's the stat of the year as far as I'm concerned. Came out of Jason Mackey's piece today in the Post-Gazette. Since Paul Skeens arrived on May 11th, the Pirates are 31-26. 31-26. So to folks like Dan Zangrilli, who I love and respect very much, and he may prove to be right, this roster with Skeens on it is good enough to win.
Right.
That's not a tiny little sample size. It's not a giant one. But with this stud, on their roster, their plus all the other problems they've had, including missing Bednar after he came back and regained his form.
That's right. We forgot about even talking. I forgot even talking about Bednar.
They almost lost him for a whole other month. They're 31-26. That to me speaks more than the overall record to Ben Cherington. Loudly, give us some help. What is that? 31. That's a 543 winning percentage, which is almost a 90 win pace since Skeens arrived. Help them.
Right.
Let's go to the phones. See what people quickly a grade from you on Shelton.
A B, teetering on a B minus, and a big reason why is they've lost 20 games when a starter has gone at least six innings. Like, and I think part of that is lineup construction. Part of that is choosing when to put in a pinch hitter. Like, there's been times when, why is Rowdy Tellez still on the bench and Connor Joe is in there? Or putting Jared Triolo in there and not, like, the Colorado series right. is one that comes to mind in the games that they lost against St. Louis, where they had a chance to put in an Andrew McCutchen, a Nick Gonzalez, and they didn't late in the game when they were only down by one run to provide
that one
a spark.
That one I agree with. There have been some lineups I don't like, but again, the names you're mentioning. Why didn't they pinch hit a 222 guy in that game
right.
for the guy hitting 188? I mean, there, at some point, there's no good choices for him.
So well, I think a B is a pretty fair grade.
So do I. Yeah, B to a B minus. I think we all agree on that. Let's see if the callers do.
Here's Dan in Washington.
Hello, Dan.
Hey, good morning, fellas. I know you were talking about them being five games over 500 with Skeens, but I'm not sure if you realize they're 22-16 since June 1st, which is sixth best record in the major leagues. How you can't give Shelty a B, and unfortunately, somebody that's coached for a long time, you can only play what you're given. They need to go give them some help. They need to get a left-hander in the back end of the bullpen. They also need to go get that Chisholm kid from Miami from center field.
A very well-reasoned call.
Yeah.
And I appreciate
it. It's basically the same thing that you said, Joe. It's basically the same thing that you wrote, right? And, you know, my guess is that caller doesn't have to worry about trying to do a show with Shelton.
That's right. Now, I would also say that Shelty deserves some of the blame for the lack of progress among young hitters because he's a batting coach by pedigree. And also his allegiance to Andy Haynes, I think, is a demerit for Shelton. Although that, too, is a decision above him. If Ben Cherington wants a new hitting coach, he makes that call. If Bob Nutting wants to step in the way Art Rooney II did, a lot of us believe, with Matt Canada, then that the bucket always goes to the highest employee, right?
Yeah, so, absolutely.
So even though, you know, obviously Shelton's not doing some incredible, historically great job here, he's just doing a decent job. Next, Limits.
Let's go to Kevin in Scottsdale.
What's up, Kevin?
Yeah, I don't disagree with you guys in your evaluation of the manager with his macro handling of the team. But some of the micro stuff, I don't understand. The one in particular that I've seen on countless occasions, that I saw it the first time and couldn't believe it. And I thought it was just the player that did it. And it's bunting with two strikes.
Yeah.
These guys don't seem to know how to bunt anyway, and they don't do it. So why in the hell are you putting a guy up with two strikes and telling him to bunt?
Did we ever get, and this is a good question, Kevin, because I never saw the aftermath. Maybe one of these guys
I
knows.
Did.
We saw Michael A. Taylor do it and somebody else do it recently. Who was it?
Michael A. Taylor did it twice.
Did he do it on his own, or was that the manager's call with two strikes? Do we know?
Well, yeah, I asked Shelton about it.
What'd he say?
And he said it was his call, that he... You know, in general, he trusted, you know, that he was going to get it down, blah, blah, blah. You know, he trusts his guys. Sometimes, you know, you got to execute. He didn't execute, you know, but.
Did you get the feeling he was covering for a guy or
no,
that he honestly made
no,
the call?
No, I think he honestly.
Because that's a horrible decision.
He honestly, because he's done it three times now. So, I mean, one time you say, okay, maybe the guy went rogue a little bit. Two times, if it's happened three times in the last 3 weeks, it's coming from the bench.
That's insane. I agree with you there, Kevin.
Well, I agree with most of the most of the baseball changes that have happened over the years, it's taken me a little kicking and screaming with the DH role, but most of the other stuff seems to be progressive enough that people are watching. And now with that, it seems like you're going back hundreds of years into tradition and saying it doesn't matter. Because you're not even teaching the guys to bunt. Nobody's bunting anymore.
Well, there was one game where with a guy on second in extra innings, they moved him over and squeezed him. So I would say that he's done some of that. But bunting with two strikes, in my opinion, is just idiotic. I mean, I couldn't believe that I witnessed that with Michael A. Taylor the first time it happened. So, yeah, as with any coach or manager, there's going to be things, sometimes lots of things, that you disagree with. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. It's the Chevy Summer Drive, up to $7,500 in rebates, terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. High of 81 today with a 40% chance of rain. And now it's time for Starkey's Card of the Week. Every Wednesday comes from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry from Jeff Patton, General Patton, we like to call him. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday, right around noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. My guess for this week is another Paul Skeens card. How about you, Paul? Zeiss?
I don't know. We have exhausted the Paul Skeens cards. You know, I'll go with an Ohtani card. How about that?
Limits?
I like Ohtani. What about the MVP in the All-Star game last night, Jared Duran? Maybe a little bit too late to get that card in for the card of the week.
A little Duran. What do you got, General?
Gentlemen, good morning. I appreciate you having me. Last night was the stars everywhere, but Paul Skeens still shines brighter. We talked about this several weeks ago. I did my best to resist, but Paul Skeens' cards are five times hotter than they were 2 weeks ago. I have to go with Paul Skeens. I got a good one. It's a Bowman draft rookie card. I wish I had 200 more of these in my store because literally 50 times a day somebody comes in asking for a Paul Skeens card.
Wow. How much has the interest and the traffic in your store for Skeens increased over the last couple days, weeks, months?
It's literally trajectory straight up. Like, I mean, it was hot. Like, we've done Skeens. I looked back today. We've done Skeens three times. We try to stick away from that. The only other similar run about 5 years ago, we had Ben 4 or 5 weeks out of six. That year they were started off 10-0, and we try to resist Skeens every week, but it's all everybody wants. It's all everybody talks about. We literally have a path worn out on the carpet to the Paul Skeens section. I mean, grandma's coming in, grandpa's coming in, wanting to get Paul Skeens cards for their grandbabies that are 2 years old. It's amazing.
Well, your chance to win one comes from going on our website right around noon today through Friday, 93.7thefan.com's contesting page. Thank you, General. You're a wonderful man.
One last tidbit. Grandal bunted with two strikes on Sunday.
That's the one I didn't think of.
Yep.
What is happening? Bunting with two strikes? That's insanity. Thank you, General.
Have a good week. See you guys.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest. Plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.